الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to all viewers of Madani channel in the new episode of the silsila Learn Quran. Today we are going to start 8th ruku of Surah Baqarah. And inshallah azza wa jal, some verses we will try to learn from this ruku. First of all, I would like to share a blessing of the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever recites Durud upon me one time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends his mercy 10 times upon him." Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As you know that in the last 2-3 ruku, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained the history of Bani Israel. There are some important incidents. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ The summary of this verse is, surely who have believed, Christians, Jews, star worshippers, whosoever have believed in Allah and hereafter, and they do good deeds, his reward is with Allah, and there won't be any fear nor any grief upon them. After that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Basically, this verse is reminding a very historical incident. And what's that? Bani Israel demanded Sayyidina Musa ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam that, O our Prophet, we want some book, some rules from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala so that we may act upon those all things. Musa ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam requested in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that we want some book. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them Torah. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam took Torah, they denied whatever was mentioned in Torah. So that's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to them, when we took covenant from you and we raised mountain Tur upon your head, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ hold firmly whatever we have given to you, وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ and remember whatever is in that so may you would be God fearing. It doesn't mean that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala oppressed them because he is free from oppression. And this mountain Tur was raised upon their heads because first they asked to have that kind of book. And when they went astray, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ordered Sayyidina Jibreel Amin ala nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to raise mountain Tur upon them. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pardoned them and he blessed them again. But due to their bad nature, they did wrong again. And that thing is mentioned in the coming ayah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْ لَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُم مِّنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Even after that, you turned back if there had been no mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you, you would have been among the losers. So this mercy is very important. Mufassirin kiram explained 2-3 things. The one thing, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgave them many times. So this is his fazl and his mercy. The second thing, he gave them again and again different chances. So this is another kind of fazl. And the third thing, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave them our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So due to the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even the door of repentance is opened until the time of death. No matter how big sinner is any person, if he'll repent, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive him. We do sin and we have the chance to repent in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is said, At-ta'ibu mina zambi kamalla zambala. A person who repents from his sins, he is like that person who did not have any kind of sin. This is the very important thing for us. So whosoever is watching this silsila, I request you to repent in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is the message of Dawat Islam. In the environment of pious people, it is very easier for us to have steadfastness on the repentance from our sins. Alhamdulillah, we see many big sinners, they had spent their whole previous life in very bad environment and they used to do too many kinds of sins. Now they are living in a very nice and pious environment. In the next verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned about another very important incident. And he said, surely you know about the people of Saturday. They turned away. So we said to them, be abs. There was a nation among Bani Israel. Saturday was sacred for them. And it was order for that nation that they cannot do any worldly affair on Saturday. The Saturday was especially only for worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So some of them used to live on a shore. Their occupation was fishing. What they did? They made some holes just in front of that ocean. And they linked the hole with the ocean with some small drains. So they did not used to catch fishes on Saturday. But on Saturday, with that drain, with that water, fishes used to reach in that hole. On Sunday or Monday, they used to catch those fishes. So this was their imagination that we are not going to catch any fish on Saturday. But actually, it was not according the rule of that Sharia. So they went astray again. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned their punishment and how big and severe punishment it was. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. The summary of this part is, we said them to be monkeys. So thousands of Bani Israel became monkeys. So here is again a very big lesson for us, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not give us any punishment in this world. So it doesn't mean that we will not be given the punishment on the day of judgment. It's his mercy that he does not give us punishment at the same time, but on the day of judgment we would be answerable for all our deeds, whatever we have done in this world. So may Allah give us tawfiq and power to save us from all sins, and may Allah give us tawfiq to do his worship and to do good deeds in this world. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in the coming verse, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So we made this event warning for those who were present that time and those they will come after them. And it is a lesson for God-fearing. So may Allah give us tawfiq and power to have a good lesson from the events of Bani Israel. Let's come towards the segment of the day, important vocabulary. inna, surely. This word is repeated too many times. It means surely. Sabi'een, it is the plural of sabi, means star worshipper. Ajruhum, their reward. Misaq means promise, covenant. Rafa'na, we raised. Fawqakum, upon you. Khudu, hold. Fadlun, grace. Khasirin, it is the plural of khasir, means losers. Sabt, Saturday. Qiradatan, monkey. Khasi'in, despised. Nakalan, warning. Maw'idatan, lesson. So this was the important vocabulary of the day. We pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah save us from all the evils and forgive us on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's learn Quran, let's learn.